Welcome to the Honey Coated Words podcast. This is your host, Emma Garcia, speaking, and today we will be starting the series where we read through the book of John. And I'm very excited to start this. It's going to be super simple. I'm just going to read a couple of chapters each episode, and I'm going to afterwards give you guys time to reflect and write down if you want, and really just soak in what you've heard. And if you want to grab your Bible and follow along, that would be great. Just make sure, you know, you guys are, if you want to take notes, have a notepad, a pen. At the end, we will be using the SOAP method. That's scripture, observation, application, and prayer. So there will be a scripture that I ask, you know, for you guys, if something stood out scripture-wise, to write that down. And then I'll just go through the rest with you guys. So be prepared to be able to write or type something down. I always, always will encourage you guys to pick up the Bible firsthand. That is always my main encouragement. But throughout the day, you know, sometimes we just need a little boost, and this is a great way to get it. So today we'll be starting the series with John, and we will start John chapter 1, the Word became flesh. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And he was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to bear witness about the light, that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to bear witness about the light. The true light, which gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him. Yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness about him and cried out, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me ranks before me, because he was before me.' For from his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. For the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, the only God, who is at the Father's side. He has made him known." The testimony of John the Baptist. And this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and the Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Christ." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" And he said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." So they said to him, "Who are you? We need to give an answer to those who sent us. What do you say about yourself?" He said, "I am the voice of the one crying out in the wilderness, 'Make straight the way of the Lord,' as the prophet Isaiah said." Now they had been sent from the Pharisees. They asked him, "Then why are you baptizing, if you are neither the Christ, nor Elijah, nor the prophet?" John answered him, "I baptize with water, but among you stands one you do not know, even he who comes after me, the strap of whose sandal I am not worthy to untie." These things took place in Bethany across the Jordan, where John was baptizing. Behold, the Lamb of God. The next day he saw Jesus coming toward him and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, 'After me comes a man who ranks before me,' because he was before me. I myself did not know him, but for his purpose I came baptizing with water, that he might be revealed to Israel." And John bore witness, "I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it remained on him. I myself did not know him, but he who sent me to baptize with water said to me, 'He on whom you see the Spirit descend and remain, this is he who baptizes with the Holy Spirit.' And I have seen and have borne witness that this is the Son of God." Jesus calls the first disciples. The next day again, John was standing with two of his disciples, and he looked at Jesus as he walked by and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God." The two disciples heard him say this, and they followed Jesus. Jesus turned and saw them following and said to him, "What are you seeking?" And they said to him, "Rabbi," which means teacher, "where are you staying?" He said to them, "Come, and you will see." So they came and saw where he was staying, and they stayed with him that day. For it was about the 10th hour. One of the two who heard John speak and followed Jesus was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first found his own brother Simon and said to him, "We have found the Messiah," which means Christ. He brought to him Jesus. Jesus looked at him and said, "You are Simon, the son of John. You shall be called Cephas," which means Peter. Jesus calls Philip and Nathanael. The next day, Jesus decided to go to Galilee. He found Philip and said to him, "Follow me." Now Philip was from Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip found Nathanael and said to him, "We have found him of whom Moses in the law and also the prophets wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." Nathanael said to him, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" Philip said to him, "Come and see." Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him and said to him, "Behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom there is no deceit." Nathanael said to him, "How do you know me?" Jesus answered him, "Before Philip called you, when you were under the fig tree, I saw you." Nathanael answered him, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Jesus answered him, "Because I said to you, I saw you under the fig tree, do you believe? You will see greater things than these." And he said to him, "Truly, truly, I say to you, you will see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man." And that right there was a full chapter. That was chapter 1 of John. And now we are going to go into the reflection time. And what I'm going to do is we're going to use the SOAP method with you guys. So the first thing that we're going to do is start with S, which is scripture. And when I say this, I mean if there is a scripture that stood out to you, you know, take your time. You can read back over chapter 1 and pick a scripture or multiple scriptures if you would like to really reflect on and write those down real quick. And I will play music to give you guys time to do that. Obviously, you can pause it whenever you would like. Now that you guys have had time to write down your scripture or scriptures, we are going to go to O, which is observation. So during this time, you're going to take that scripture and you are going to really just stop and reflect. What do you observe about this? What is Jesus trying to tell the disciples? What was he trying to tell you through this? Is there anything that you see in this that really just reflects onto you, that really touches you? And you are just going to write all this down. Really, there's no method. If you want to just scribble a bunch of stuff down that you feel like goes with this, please do. This is just a rough guideline, obviously. Do whatever works for you. Now we move on to A, application. This part is where we look at everything we've written and we look at the verse and we write down how can we apply this verse to our lives. Because the Bible is completely, completely helpful in all areas. That's the Old Testament and the New Testament, and all applies to our lives today. All is completely okay for correction and reproof and for encouragement in one another and ourselves. And so this time you are going to be reflecting on how you can use this verse or these verses and apply them to your lives. And the last one is prayer, so P. So obviously this one is quite simple. You're going to write down a prayer, or obviously you can pray out loud, whatever you feel like the Lord is calling you to do in this moment. Really just take your time and sit with the Lord. And if there's anything additional you want to write down or you feel like you need to talk to the Lord about, please do so. This is, once again, a rough guideline. Spend however much time you feel like the Lord is drawing you to. And that is all for this week's podcast episode. Thank you so much for joining the Honeycoated Words podcast. I am so excited to be continuing this series. I don't have a specific time that these are going to come out. I'm going to try and get these out every Saturday. I've tried to do this before and life has just gotten crazy every time. And so I'm going to just allow myself to have the grace of, you know, getting these out when I can, but look for them Saturdays and I will give you guys updates on the episodes on my Instagram account, Honeycoated Words, and you can look on story section or on the highlights where I have podcast episode information on there if there's ever an update. So I just want to close us out in prayer. Father, I thank you for today. I thank you for the opportunity to be able to be in your presence, Lord, and to be able to read out of your word, Father, which is completely beautiful and perfect in all ways, God. I ask that you would just touch the hearts of the people listening here, that you would soften them to your word and to be able to receive and hear and see what you have for them today, Father. I once again just thank you for today, and I ask that you would just bless this podcast to reach whoever it needs to reach, whether it's one or 500 people. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Y'all have a blessed day.